8th of February. Last time I preached, and that was the week before last, with the interval of the baptism. Last time I preached on Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to test and approve what God's will is, his true, his good, pleasing and perfect will. That's Romans 12, 1 and 2. Now, we have been following... It's taken us quite a few months to actually get through the first verses of John. And that's actually what I wanted to do, is to put the really big things of John in front of you. And we've finished, I don't know, verse 4 or something. It was a long time to get there. But there were really big, important things. Now we're going to do something slightly different. The only bit I've missed out on John in the big things was light. Light and darkness. We've actually done that quite recently. So, you know, we've done that before. But what I'm going to do now is I'm in the middle of a course at the moment, a leadership course, and part of my stuff for last month was a series of 50 teachings from Bethel, Steve Buckland, Higher Perspectives. It's something I had to go through this month, and I really felt the Lord say, preach on this, because this is so good, this is so important. So what I'm going to do each week is actually bring a verse. And unpack it. This whole thing about if you can go to the other Romans bit, Romans 12, 2, just a bit further on. We're going to go there in a minute. Romans 12, 2 is don't conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. And this word transformed in Greek is metamorphosize. It means to change, to have your thinking changed. And actually, this is where I'm going to keep going back to and keep going back to. Because it's actually that one of the major things for discipleship as Christians. That we think in terms of what God says, not what we say. That's where I'm going. And this, all of this, is actually about that. Is actually having your minds transformed by what God wants. And the scripture I'm going to do now is in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 and 5. It's about bringing every thought to Christ. I'm in a slightly different version here. For though we live in the world, we do not wage the war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. And we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And it's taking captive of these thoughts, taking captive of our mindsets. Because it is about our mindset. It's about how we see the world. You know, this is called higher perspectives. And I've taught many times on perspectives. How you see the world, how you react to the world, depends on who you are and all the values you've taken on board. And as Christians, we live in a world. It said in the verse before, do not conform to the world. We live in a world and we are influenced by the world. You know, you can't just watch the telly without being influenced by the world. You can't pick up a newspaper and not being influenced by the world. And we're called not to conform to that. That doesn't mean you withdraw and, whoa, I'm not having anything to do with that world bit. Because actually Jesus told us to be in the world. You know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. It's for us to be in the world. We've got to be in the darkness sometimes. But God gives you all the abilities to be in the darkness. Because you are the light. Because God's put himself inside you. And it's that don't conform to it. And I spoke about it last time when I taught that I used to have a t-shirt with a whole lot of fish going in one direction and there was one single Christian fish going in the other direction. I thought it was pretty cool. It's a long time ago, actually. It must have been at least 20 years ago, I think. But yeah, I think that's what we need to do. You need to go, not to necessarily go with the flow. And actually, part of the Christian walk is not to go with the flow. It's actually to be in the flow, but not going with it, if that makes any sense. Now, with that scripture, we could say, with this scripture, weapons of war, we could say, and this is the negative, this is the, you know, we tend to take on the values of the world. We could say that we're powerless to change negative thinking patterns. You know, oh, I can't do it. I've been there before, done it, you know. That past behavior is a bigger problem than current beliefs. Right? Nonsense. It's rubbish. Pulling down strongholds is only about defeating regional demonic activity. No, it's not. It's about thinking sometimes. It may be about demonic activity, but it's also about the way we think, the strongholds in our lives. And if we believe certain things, which God says, no, that you're not supposed to believe those things, you know, but just because we've always had that, you know, if everyone rejects me, you know, God rejects me, oh, that's a feeling, and that's an emotion, and it's nonsense, because God never rejects you. Now, I could say that Christians should be more concerned about what they believe during prayer than after prayer. Rubbish. I'm doing the negative bit here. And we could say, and lots of people, Christians, do believe this, the devil is a bigger problem to us than our current beliefs, which is nonsense. Complete and utter nonsense. But the way the enemy works, the way the devil works on us is on our minds. He tries to convince us that we'll never succeed, that we'll never do, that it'll never change, that this relationship, this marriage, will never work. And it's rubbish. It really is. And we need to stand against it and say, no. In fact, Steve Buckland's quite good at, he does a whole teaching on laughing at these things. So actually, if you have him on a video conference, when these sort of rubbish comes up, he goes, ha, 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 you know, which is a bit over the top, but you know. But it's the principle's good. The principle's good. So it's important to take a scripture and elevate what's actually truth of it. Elevating truths. Well, we need to know we can change what we think and believe. We need to know it. The next scripture is Philippians 4. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are of good report, and the word meditate on these things. Take the good things and focus on them. And it's how you focus. It's about spending time with, and it is about spending time with him. You know, I don't like getting terribly religious about stuff. Oh, well, not to my quiet time today. You know, not picked up the Bible for a couple of days. I'm feeling, oh, God doesn't love me anymore. Oh, that's nonsense. But there are disciplines that are important. And those disciplines are about spending time with the things that are good. The promises that God makes in this. Meditate on them. We can change what we think and believe. And God always provides power to do what he commands. He always gives us power to do what he commands. And the second point, believing truth obliterates lies and creates hope. And in Romans 15, you know, Romans 15? Oh, sorry. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. And the key word is in believing. You know, the key word's in believing. You can't just use this and say, oh, it's just, I've said the words, I've ticked the box. It's actually about believing what he says. And that's letting him change your who you are in the way you think is a walking with Jesus bit. It's about, you can tell mature Christians, because they've already got much of that sorted. You know, the big things are okay. They don't go back to the big things all the time. The big things are, God loves me, you know, he's not angry with me. All of those things are the big things. The truths that become the truths for us. And the God of hope fills us with all joy and peace. You know, So many people, so many Christians don't actually have this joy and peace bit. The moment we believe truth, it opens a whole doorway into our lives for having hope. When we begin to believe truth, even though our circumstances and what we see are contrary to that. And that's so many times. You know, at times we've been praying for people and, I don't know, really sick, financially really, you know, I'm not going to get a job and all that stuff. And God shows you something and says, well, you know, there's an end to this, and you're going to have new life. And the area of depression was been a couple of times where we've been working with people, and you know, and people when they're in depression and when they're in that dark place, they don't see the light. They think they're in a black tunnel and it's dark and horrible and cold and nasty, and God isn't with them. Because that's the enemy working on their brains. But also it's an illness, you know, it's like any other illness. But what we try to do is to try and bring people hope and say, look, there's light. Look to the future, there's light. It's going to get better. It's going to improve. It is going to change. Because God's with you. He's never rejected you. He's never left you. It's that scripture in John 8:32. The truth shall set you free. You know? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It is about knowing the truth. You know, it is about, and again, I keep, my sermons keep going back to this, but it is about this. It is about changing who we are by the way we think. The truth shall set you free. And I tell you what, the Christian walk is a one with freedom. Now, we can choose sometimes to open doors which causes lots of problems. There are choices. But if when we accept Jesus Christ, when we ask him to forgive us, and we believe him, it sets us free. And that freedom is fantastic. Just being free. You know, no big weight of anything on your shoulders. God's so good. And going back to Romans 12:2 again. Sorry. Yeah. To not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. When you have a whole load of people who are transformed by God, they will transform where they are. When we have people who believe in God, not just believe in God, when they are transformed to be the people that God wants us to be, we transform wherever we are. In our workplaces, in our homes, in our relationships. It transforms where we are. We're to give something, God something to work with. Three things. Listen to messages regularly that build hope and faith. You know, get into the Word. But not just get into the Word. Listen to what people are doing. Whenever there's hope and faith, listen to those people. Get alongside people who are moving in God. So that so some of it rubs off. Read out loud a list of declarations. Now, I have got a whole load of declarations. We went here some years ago with declarations when I started my training with Bethel. Declarations. It's a bit difficult sometimes with declarations because you're declaring things which aren't. You know, one of my declarations. I have a when I go through this book, I have declarations every day. You know, and you go. In fact, we'll put the declarations up. There's some declarations there. We can declare these together. Yeah. So I want by saying something that actually isn't sometimes, it becomes the truth. It becomes what we are. You know, when we keep repeating something, you know, I change the atmosphere around me because God is in me. You know, well, you might not feel that the atmosphere is changing around you, and in fact, you don't feel God is with you. But by repeating it, by saying it, by giving declarations, it does actually change the atmosphere. It does change who you are. It does change actually how you think. So I want you to go through it, just to read these out together. Is that okay? Good. And you got a lot of hands going up, going, yeah, yes, please. Okay, let's just say this again. I am pulling down strongholds of wrong belief fueled by lies. Second one, my thoughts are increasingly hope-filled. Third one, my powerful beliefs and prayers are dislodging demonic activity in my region. Now, you might not think that's actually going to happen, but actually believing it, it's a truth to believe. That's just an example of some that go with this. I have got other declarations. These are general ones. They're really good ones. And I pin these. I've got them on the computer on a sticky pad thing, and I read out my declarations every single day. You know, I read them out. And these do the same. There's probably enough for everyone, I think. You know, I'm replacing the lies that lead to hopelessness with truth and creates hope and joy. There is hope for every person, including me, in every situation. I consistently ignite hope in others and in myself. The joy of the Lord is the secret of my strength and my longevity. These are all scriptures. And I declare, I am powerful and what I believe changes the world. So today I declare, God is in a good mood. He loves me all the time. Nothing can separate me from his love. Jesus' blood paid for everything. I will tell the nations of what he's done. I am important. How he made me is amazing. I was designed for worship, and my mouth establishes praise to silence the enemy. And everywhere I go, I become a perfect health zone. Okay, and some of you, and you can sort of see the opposition of, well, that's not true. That's not true in my life. Can you? You can feel it. You can say, I know, you've been sort of sick in bed for how long? I'm a perfect health zone. Oh, come on, you know. You can see the opposition because these are declarations to declare what is, not because of what the enemy wants to do in our lives. It's just to change our lives. It's transforming our thinking. Romans 2, 12, 2. You know, transform, let your minds be transformed, that word metamorphosized. Yeah, there were declarations. Help yourselves to them when you go out. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Father, I thank you for this. Lord, just the beginning. Father, we're on this journey. We're all on this journey together. We're all on the walking together in the same direction, forward, growing in you. And Father, I just pray that everything in my life, in our lives, will be those things that stand in the way of us moving on in you, will be removed or changed. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys.